The Great Mask Off. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Many passengers on trains, planes, and other public transportation are taking off their masks after a federal judge struck down the CDC rule.
A federal judge in Florida ruled the CDC overstepped with its mask mandate on public transportation. Judge Catherine Mizell was appointed by President Trump, and she said while the CDC has an interest in combating the spread of COVID, this mandate was improper.
This is obviously a disappointing decision.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki was pressed, though, on what travelers should do right now.
We're continuing to recommend people wear masks. I don't have any update. This just came out through the courts just this afternoon, and as soon as there is an update, we will provide that to you.
Last week, the CDC extended the mask mandate on public transportation until May 3rd. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The judge's decision means transit companies and authorities can decide their own mask rules. Ukrainian President Zelensky says the battle for the Donbas is underway.
Now we can already state that Russian troops begun the battle for the Donbas, for which they have been preparing for a long time. A significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. No matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight.
Russian missile strikes have already ramped up in the area of Kharkiv, and the Pentagon confirmed Ukrainians will begin training on American-provided howitzers within days. The Pentagon will not confirm where that training is going to happen, but did say it will be outside of Ukraine.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. And a 15-year-old girl is stabbed to death at a high school in Stockton, California. Police say her killer is a man in his 40s.
You know, we do believe we have the suspect in custody, so I think the public could rest assured as far as that.
Deputy Police Chief Eric Kane says they're still trying to figure out a motive. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Workers at an Apple store in New York City are beginning efforts to form a union.
Some employees at the Apple store in Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal have started formally collecting signatures to form a union. The Washington Post reports that they're calling themselves Fruit Stand Workers United and voted on February 21st to become an affiliate of Workers United, the same union that supported Starbucks workers. If it's successful, it would be the first time an Apple location has unionized. Apple is not publicly saying whether it would support the union fight or not, but in a statement outlined what it called the company's, quote, strong compensation and benefits. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The all clear sounded early this morning after a chlorine leak south of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Deputies had ordered residents around Plaquemine to shelter in place because of a fire and chlorine leak at the Olin plant. China is sticking to its lockdown policies despite growing public outcry.
Beijing's strict approach means that 400 million people in mostly big cities are now in some form of tough lockdown. Hundreds of thousands forced into massive and squalid quarantine centers, with Chinese vaccines underperforming. Analysts say the regime's centralized approach to dealing with this health crisis makes it incapable of changing course when necessary. Even though the public anger at authorities is playing out openly and online, for the Beijing leadership, there seems no turning back.
Fox's Greg Palcott reporting. The Memphis Zoo is trying to figure out if it needs better walls for its wallabies. One of the zoo's four wallabies went missing after storms hit the area last week. And it seems that Honey Bunch didn't wander off very far, though. He was found behind the exhibit where he lives. It's still unclear how Honey Bunch got loose, but the zoo says it wants to keep all its wallabies behind walls. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.